You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. And this is where we put together a list of trading ideas from experts. And today the experts that we have at our disposal are Way to Wealth Brokers Private Limited and the person who has put together three stock ideas that can give you up to 12% return in the short term is Aditya Agarwal. He is their head technical research. So let's get started with highlights of the three stocks first, and then we get into details later. But between the highlights and the details, we have the technical analysis. But you know the drill right now, so the highlights first.
Stock Picks of the Day, a Money Control exclusive.
HCL Technologies, buy around 925 to 930 rupees, target of 1020 rupees, stop loss 895 rupees, return potential 9.6%. ACC is a sell around 1500 to 1510 rupees, target is 1400 rupees, stop loss 1555 rupees, return potential here is 6%. And NMDC is a sell below 116 rupees, target 102 rupees and stop loss 121 rupees. Return potential here is 12%. So those were the quick highlights, and from there on Stock Picks of the Day, we move on to look at the technical information that our experts have analyzed and put together just for you. The local equity markets yesterday did see a choppy, volatile day, and though the Nifty did manage to close above the 10,700 level, it was closer to its day's low, and it finally managed to wrap up the day at 10,716. At the higher levels, there was some nervousness that was clearly visible, with traders being hesitant to initiate fresh long positions ahead of the Karnataka State Assembly election, and they've been using any pullback towards the 10,780 to 800 levels to book profit in trading long positions. The weekly RSI is hovering around the crucial level of 60, and our experts have been meticulously tracking the momentum of RSI as it is going to dictate the near-term direction, while the daily RSI with a negative crossover indicates a short-term correction. Now, in comparison to Nifty, Bank Nifty looks quite promising from the current levels as they stand. Bank Nifty managed to breach its resistance zone of 25,800 to 26,000 levels, and now any dip in the bank index can be used to create fresh long positions with short-term targets of 25,500 to 26,800 levels. But if Bank Nifty closes below 25,800, then profit booking can drag it towards the 25,500 to 200 zone. At higher levels, our experts see call writing at 10,800 acting as a strong supply zone for Nifty, and any pullback towards these levels can be used to exit from trading longs, whereas on the lower end, put writing at the 10,600 to 500 zone will prove as a strong support zone for indices. Overall, for the next few trading sessions, the broader indices are expected to hover in the broad range of 10,500 to 800 levels with a bit of a negative bias. The Karnataka elections scheduled on the weekend will keep the indices volatile, and any unfavorable results may trigger a sell-off that may drag Nifty towards the 10,500 to even 10,300 levels. So that's a look at the information on hand and an analysis of it according to our experts. And now to move on to Aditya Agarwal's recommendation of top three stock ideas which can give you up to 12% return in the short term. I did give you the highlights, but here are the details. HCL Technologies, this is a buy around 925 to 930 rupees, target 1020 rupees, stop loss 895 rupees, return potential is 9.6%. Now, after its poor Q4 show, HCL Technologies saw a sharp sell-off, and in just two trading sessions, the stock had lost almost 10% and made a low of 900 rupees last week. And since then, it has been trading in a narrow band of 900 to 935 with an increase in delivery volumes, and the script has multiple supports placed in the range of 890 to 910 and is forming a short-term base around its support levels. Its 200 DMA or days moving average is placed around 910 rupees, which will act as a strong support. Now, from the current levels, the risk to reward ratio is in favor of buyers, and our experts recommend short-term traders to trade long positions with a target of 1020 rupees and a stop loss placed below 895 rupees. Further, Aditya Agarwal of Way to Wealth Brokers Private Limited also recommends ACC as a sell around 1,500 to 1,510 rupees, target 1,400 rupees, stop loss 1,555 rupees. Return potential here is 6%. Now, a little bit about the script itself. For the last couple of weeks, ACC is in a downtrend, and any pullback rally in the stock has been used to exit from long positions and create fresh shorts. On the weekly charts, the stock has made a double top pattern around the 1,860 levels, and a breakdown from this pattern came below the 1,600 rupee level. Now, in yesterday's session specifically, ACC closed below its short-term support level of 1,500. Our experts believe that the downtrend in the counter will continue, and any pullback towards the 1,510 to 20 rupee level can be used to initiate short positions with a target of 1,400 and a stop loss placed below 1,555 rupees. And finally, we have Aditya Agarwal recommending NMDC as a sell below 116 rupees, target 102 rupees, stop loss 121 rupees, and return potential here is 12%. So after giving a breakdown from its long-term trend line support of 124 rupees, the stock has been hovering in a narrow band of 116 to 125 for the last 7 weeks. And on a higher side, NMDC has a strong resistance that's placed around the 126 rupee zone, and heavy selling pressure is seen around these levels. Now, in yesterday's trade, the stock closed near 116 rupees, but added huge short positions in derivative segment, indicating more sell-off in the counter. The short-term view of our experts remains negative on NMDC, and they believe that traders can short below 116 rupees with a target of 102 and a stop loss of 121. And with that, it's a wrap on Stock Picks of the Day. Have a great Friday and weekend, and we'll catch you soon.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.